1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kel DeRoy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Madison School Board's vice president says she's running for state assembly. Maya Pearson is a program manager at the Mann Educational Opportunity Fund, which provides mentoring and financial help to high school students. Representative Sheila Stubbs is also running. She was drawn into the new 78th district after new maps were passed. The 78th includes parts of Madison, Monona, McFarland, Fitchburg, and Blooming Grove. Sauk County plans to sell its county-owned assisted living facility in the coming months. The 82-bed Sauk County Health Care Center was built in Reedsburg in 2008. County administrators say it's cost taxpayers more than $17 million since 2018, and they say they can't keep it going without raising taxes. A private buyer for the center would have to agree to several conditions. Sauk County has been in the nursing home business since 1871. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers as their playoff series tips off tonight in Indianapolis. Damian Lillard.
First, you got to understand it's going, you know, every game is going to be a tough game. You know, anytime you go on another team's home floor, you got to know that they're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more confident. They're a team that already plays fast. They're going to play a little bit faster at home. And I think that's when we got to lean on our experience.
The series stands one game apiece. Baseball, Brewers and the Yankees at AmFam Field tonight. Football, rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft. Coming up, the Packers using their first pick on Arizona offensive tackle Jordan Morgan.
Feels so great. I mean, I've been watching David Bakhtiari, following him and studying his play. So, I mean, it feels like such an honor to be able to go to Green Bay and play.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
To me, it was just, you know, I think we needed to add some things to that group. And and Jordan just fit us.
That's Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high 59 tonight. It'll be cloudy with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, windy, warmer 76 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and night. A couple of those could be severe. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll do some recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, then all things entertainment with Matt Miller. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You seem to be worried about the president being chilled. I think that we would have a really significant opposite problem if the president wasn't chilled. If someone with those kinds of powers, the most powerful person in the world with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes. I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into the seat of criminal activity in this country.
Yeah. Thank you, Judge Ketanji.
Justice Ketanji.
Justice. Yeah. Pardon me. This is why elections matter. Oh, my God. You know, Chris, I always wear my sexy liberal shirt when we're about to do sexy liberal as Chicago tomorrow. I had to wear my abort the court shirt because,
okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm back.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. I told you when I came down here, I said, you're so big and loud and wrong, and I missed you so much. Mm.
But Sean's quiet.
Sean's fantastic. He's very, very quiet.
Well, but he speaks when he has a bon mot.
Yes,
he does.
He's smarter and funnier than all of us put together.
Yes. He just doesn't yammer on like I do.
No. Yeah. I missed your yammering.
Yeah,
we missed you. Yeah, in fact,
I missed you.
David said too much pressure on you?
No,
too much neediness? Too much clinging? It becomes needy and clingy in the morning. That's true.
You replace gummy and cokey in the morning?
Anyone that has two little dogs that stare at them all day long, now you know where I get that behavior, Jody. I just stare at her like this the whole show. It's all creepy. David says, hey, Mama, did I hear correctly? Sean's in nursing school. I guess that means he'll be qualified to change your bathwater someday.
This is true.
Mama had an accident. Sean, get in here.
You really think he'd do that?
He would not.
No, he wouldn't.
He would not.
Just scared him off from ever coming. So you never get another vacation. Sorry.
Okay, great.
Neither do I then either because he fills in for me as well.
Oops. He's very profusely thanks Sean when he leaves. Also, that caller yesterday was too mean to Chris. I like his glasses and hair. You don't need to know what was said.
No, you can't drop that and run. What did they say?
I defended you.
Yes, you
I
did.
I don't know. Some biatch. I don't like his glasses and his hair. Something and muscles don't make you handsome. I'm like, yes, they do. In his case, he's. Oh my God, people love that picture of you.
Is she body shaming me?
A little.
I don't know what
she was body shaming me.
I don't know.
How dare she?
I said you are handsome, romantic,
fat,
smart, funny. Oh my God. Wow. Chris is back.
You don't even know what she looks like, and you're already going there.
We love you with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns, and you are very much missed when you're not here, as is Jody. Okay. Then I'm both needy and clingy when you guys are both gone. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what her deal was.
We have a party.
She waited until you were
glow sticks.
Yeah.
Disco ball.
Wait, when you're gone.
What? No. Yeah, we totally. I mean, there's a disco ball.
I'll be gone Monday. I'm taking Monday off after we blow the roof off the Philadelphia Sexy Liberal. Jody Hamilton and Chris will be hosting.
You'll see the remnants.
So take that, lady.
Take that, lady. Have the courage to call in and tell Chris to his face his hair and glasses are dumb.
The empty bottles of poppers on the floor.
Yeah. The glow sticks.
Sure.
Condoms on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Mirrors from the disco ball just on the floor.
Okay. Well, the party's going to be in Philadelphia tomorrow with Glenn Kirshner. What a time. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. JoJo from Jurors, Lindy Lee. We cannot wait for tomorrow night in Philly.
It's going to be so off the hook, you're going to put another crack in the Liberty Bell.
Yes. I'm going to get my Liberty Bell cracked, I'll tell you what.
Are you really?
No. Okay. I'm full of... Okay. Joe tweets, every cable host saying Pecker is never getting old. Is it me? No. No.
No.
Me too. It's just Pecker joke, fart joke. Chris, this timeline was made for us.
I am living for listening to Wolf Blitzer say the word Pecker over and over.
Pecker's back. Oh, Pecker again. It's more Pecker today. Uh-huh.
Pecker, I hardly know her.
Not as just since Jack Cafferty's rants, because he's been this uncomfortable. Oh, no. Uh-huh. I gotta say Pecker again. Oh, by the way, Jody. Jody's trying to, steal my joy while you were gone, Chris. Because this is who sent it to me, Steve in Chicago. Steph, thank you for reading my email about Dick Rivers on the Pecker Connection, should be a band name if it isn't already. The story appears in at least two places. See the screenshots below of George Conway's assistant Jen on Threads and Lawfare managing editor Tyler McBrien on X, Twitter, whatever. George Conway said, Pecker says he knows Trump since the late 1980s.
I know.
Did you see
say.
Today in the courtroom? Can you point him out? Trump smiles in recognition. Pecker met Trump at Mar-a-Lago on the invitation of Dick Rivers through a client of Pecker's.
She had so much fun with that yesterday.
She's like, I don't think that's real. I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. He met Pecker through Dick Rivers.
Even if it's not real, you're going to report it.
Yes,
he did.
Listen, Chris, that Chyron under Nicole Wallace that said Trump afraid of Pecker leaking was not real.
So. No. Did you say it was real?
No, she did. No. She was accurate.
Okay.
No.
That was just bad Photoshop.
Okay. Beavis and Butthead cannot stop laughing. Steve in Chicago. Thank you, Steve, for giving me my joy that Jody Hamilton then ties the thief away.
I tried.
Yeah. She was a buzzkill blocker in your absence. Dick Rivers is real.
Oh.
Dick Rivers is real. So there.
Okay, I believe that.
Pecker, Dick Rivers. Dick Rivers, Pecker.
Did Pecker leak to Dick Rivers?
Oh, God.
Okay. If Trump is as incontinent as Noel Castler says, then he knows Dick Rivers for sure. Gotta change the front and the back of the diaper.
Great.
Can I just say the Supreme Court? Can I say that? Can we just abort the court? Oh, my God. I just... Okay. I thought it was me, but I, all over the threads and the Twitters, the real horse tweets, hi, Supreme Court isn't an actual court. It's six paid operatives pretending to consider arguments while overturning laws for money. Hope that clears up what happened today. Oh, speaking of Noel Castler, he's talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, if before he was POTUS, he had his executives get into a rental helicopter that crashed in the New Jersey Pine Barrens after being summoned to New York City while they were cooperating with a money laundering investigation into his casinos, would he have immunity? Just asking for
a friend, a country.
Can you imagine if everything ever comes out about Donald Trump? Oh, my God. And Joe Walsh, our friend who's going to join us next week, says, remember, he's not demanding absolute immunity to protect the office of the presidency or for the good of the nation or for anything like that. He's demanding absolute immunity to commit crimes. And last one, Rick Stengel. The point is not how this case will affect future presidents. The point is that the defendant is a unique threat to the republic right now. And that's the urgency. Only if he is unpunished will we see his like again. He's just broken this country. This will break the presidency. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to be a lawyer to go, how is that a private, they're trying to go, is this a private act or an official act?
There was a lot of splitting hairs yesterday.
Right. I mean, how is overturning the government of the United States or stealing classified secrets private?
Official.
How is that official? An official act.
Yeah.
But God bless. Justice Jackson and Sotomayor and Kagan, you're just, because you hear them and you think, like, how does this even become partisan? This whole, any moron would go, no, president can't order someone to assassinate his rivals and have, like, what? I mean, we've made it, what, 200 and, what are we,
34?
Carry the 35 years.
Yeah.
Without presidents needing, even Nixon, he was a crook and he didn't ask for this. That's why he had to get pardoned, as someone pointed out yesterday. Because, yes, Trump,
but
presidents,
you know,
are immune to committing crimes.
And his attorney said, oh, it would depend on the context of whether that was illegal or what? No!
I love the attorney, at one point, is he's like, she's like, that sounds bad. Well, yeah, that sounds bad. Yeah, it sounds bad.
It's never legal to call out a hit on somebody.
I know.
Ever.
I know. And you were correct on Twitter or Threads that you did need to give him a lozenge. He was wrong, and also his voice
was
annoying.
Hard to listen
to. He's got
to
the thing.
Spasmodic dysphonia?
I think so.
I don't think so. No, he wasn't halting in his voice.
True. It wasn't,
I thought you were
going to
say Polishness. That.
Well, that
I'm
too.
Sorry. The other thing, too.
And Kavanaugh said that, you know, pardoning Nixon, everybody agrees that was a good idea now.
What? No, they don't.
No, 15, and he says it right there.
Oh, God. Can you please? I'd like to hear Judgy Rapey McPerjury.
Mm-hmm. President Ford's pardon. very controversial in the moment.
Yes.
Hugely unpopular, probably why he lost in 76.
Yes.
Now looked upon as one of the better decisions in presidential history, I think,
what?
By
no,
most people.
No. Not really.
If he's thinking about... Well, if I grant this pardon to Richard Nixon, could I be investigated myself for obstruction of justice on the theory that I'm interfering with the investigation of Richard Nixon?
An argument can be made that it was a good decision to bring the country together, but it's not one of the best decisions a president has ever made.
The worst.
No. Ask Jill Weinbanks.
Ellie Mastal. I thought Ellie Mastal.
Oh my God, his hair was going to get bigger and bigger.
And like three more Link from Mod Squad.
Yeah.
Afros
were
going to appear on top of his original one because. So he quoted Kavanaugh just saying that, and he said, "What? Who the thinks the Ford's pardon of Nixon was a good idea? When did I die and go to hell?"
I just want Jill Weinbanks to call in and go, "Bad idea."
No.
It quieted the country down.
For a minute.
You could argue we wouldn't be here today.
Exactly.
It was a bad idea, but it was, I think it might have been maybe the right idea at that
time. It started that stupid idea that for the good of the country. How is it good for the country to let a crook get away with it?
It turned the temperature in the country down.
Please, your party of law and order. Suck my... Okay.
You wanted me back.
I'm working blue and wearing blue today because, okay. Yes, I'm going to need some Sotomayor to soothe my shattered soul.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain.
Yeah. This is what I mean about, is this partisan?
It just
seems insane to me, right? This is Ian Millhiser, our legal animus, said, today's the day we find out if the Supreme Court has gone completely bat insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the answer would be yes. Okay, Black Knight, our friend, just recapping. Can we take stock of what an insane 24-hour stretch we're in? Trump's lawyers want a presidential immunity for coups and assassinations in the middle of a trial where Pecker is explaining how they rigged 2016 for Trump, as the New York Times is pulling a National Enquirer and slanting their stories against Biden. I guess because they're in a huff that he won't do an interview, and so they're deliberately doing stories about his age. Thanks for the fascism, New York Times.
Yep.
As Trump's co-conspirators in Arizona were indicted for overturning the election, as Trump lost his bid for a new trial in the E. Jean Carroll case where he lost $80 million. Crazy. Yes, if it's you, it's particularly crazy stretch in a particularly crazy time in our... Yes. Oh, Theo Chin on Threads, must be a Stephanie Miller listener, says, we are truly living in the stupidest timeline when the guy who refuses to admit he lost an election has the highest court in the land trying to decide whether or not he should be free to commit any crime he wants. Absolutely infuriating.
Yep.
So if you thought you were alone in your reaction to the Supreme Court yesterday, first of all, like Andrew Weinstein said, they've already botched this by taking it
so long to do it
and giving him the delay. And then they may even send it back for, to
remand,
the lower courts for some issues. And they're doing this, doing exactly what he wants.
Remand?
Yes, it's a word.
Remand.
Remanding it back.
People
down
felt
to the
that
lower
it was
court.
Because you weren't here that I did not pronounce adjudicated correctly.
You did not pronounce it correct yesterday.
Well, you said grammar Nazi's back, so
you said adjudicated.
You didn't pronounce it correctly last week either.
Adjudicated.
She said adjudicated, I believe.
Well, I am agitated about the adjudications.
Adjudications.
I think that was with the Trevor Noah interview. She said adjudicated as a rapist.
You said that to Trevor Noah?
I was nervous. We don't get huge names all the time.
What is wrong with you?
By the way, Glenn Kirshner just sent me a picture of him and Robert De Niro.
I know, again. The two of them. They're like,
yes,
buds.
He did Glenn's event, and he said he was talking to him about me and the sexy liberal and what he's doing this weekend. I was like, bring Bob along to New York Sexy Liberal.
He could be your guest.
Bring him along. Bring him.
He could be your plus one.
Panel with Glenn.
Right. Okay.
His plus one. Glenn's plus one on panel.
Glenn's plus one.
Here you go. Bring Bob. Okay. We have a Fugle Sangi and a Frangelican Friday and a Glenn Kirshner cherry on top.
There's a lot to go over with Glenn Kirshner.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I know. We only have him for one segment. Let's see if we can keep him on.
I will lure him into my...
Keep him on till
to my underground lair. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris and my Genucel, our travel Genucel. I tweeted that picture of you and you and me, everybody went crazy. I think that was Seattle Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
The last one we did before it got canceled for COVID.
Yes. That photo was taken on the day when the first person in America died of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, what a lovely day.
Mm. We've aged since then.
Yeah.
But you would never know it. Thank you, Genucel. Okay. Genucel celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. OMG, the best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90. That's that new magic potion for immediate results, and the top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum. Over 70% off that whole package. Save big on all Genucel top-selling products for a younger, more youthful-looking you. That's pre-COVID, you and me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good picture.
Yeah. For a limited time. Well, you look good. For a limited time, get 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages. Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Genucel.com right now. Get a free spa box and two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Car, deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. That's full strength. Here's the boys home.
Hi.
Aw, Lassie, we missed you. We need a little good news stack. Ron tweets, morning session ended with David Pecker. Brought to you by Dick Rivers. Stating that Trump wanted to kill all stories of his affairs for his campaign, not to shield his family. When asked why he thought that, he said Trump never mentioned Melania or his family, only his election.
He couldn't care less about her.
Yeah.
It's Melania's birthday today.
Oh.
And you know,
the best.
You know who else's birthday it is?
Who?
Her mom.
Oh, it's Carol Burnett's 91st birthday today?
Yep.
Hooray!
So they share a birthday.
She's had a lot of resilience, your mother.
Yes, she has resilience.
Carol Burnett had the birthday first.
Though. She knows how to be best.
Yes. Also, as we mentioned, Judge Kaplan denied Trump's motion for a new trial in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case has left Trump with a judgment of $80+ million. So, ha-ha, nanny boo-boo, there's justice on some fronts. We will talk to Glenn about that in just a couple minutes. Karen in Chicago on the Boo-Foo line. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you.
I stuck up for you on Twitter.
Yes, you did.
I did. Because, honestly, I'm going to just say this. And, yes, I am a Cinca fan. This is Stephanie Miller Show. But I want to just say that you are one of the kindest, most generous people that I've met. You've been a ongoing support and friend to Stephanie, which helped keep her on that wall. But no, I mean, really, we so appreciate you and your family. We don't always have to agree, but I don't appreciate personal attacks on you.
It's true.
So
Was it the thing about your glasses and your
muscles?
Oh, and you also defend me when people tell me to eat something. You're always like, that's not very kind.
Yeah, right. Because, you know,
I do eat a lot.
Of course you do. Mind your own business. You know, you work out. You look great. And,
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. I am posting that picture next to my bed to get my postmenopausal rear end out of bed every morning.
The picture of me and Chris. Yes. Okay? Yes. It's the picture of three-way with me and Chris.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments of the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble. In Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high 59 tonight. It'll be cloudy with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, windy, warmer 76 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and night. A couple of those could be severe. Be weather aware tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream. But it's a river, a whitewater river. And the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
Monday, April 29th on Nightlight, I welcome OnMilwaukee.com entertainment reporter Matt Miller to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival and civic media reporter and personality Melissa Kay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
God bless. Justice Brown.
Chris, who said we don't protect the presidency by immunizing somebody who tries to steal it? Who said that?
Augie Doggie.
No, it was a bad guess. It was Nina Totenberg, NPR. Okay.
Nina Totenberg?
Yes. No. Justice Warrior, like this guy. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephen Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Hold me, Justice Warrior.
Good morning, Steph.
Wow, Glenn. I don't know what to, you know what? Let's just get your reaction to the Supreme Court, because I know people are feeling really depressed this morning about it.
Yeah, I feel like I have a democracy hangover this morning. I mean, it was a supreme train wreck. But I'm going to start with on a positive note, because, Steph, how many times have we talked about the fact that saving democracy is up to us,
yeah,
right?
More
it's
than ever.
Up to we the people. And now more than ever, I think the Supreme Court has driven that home to us. So we are going to get out and vote in numbers too big to rig and too real to steal.
Yeah.
Whether we're motivated by the Supreme Court apparently, you know, giving a president the right to commit all the crimes he wants against us in violation of our nation's laws and not be held accountable, whether it's revoking women's rights, whether it's, you know, forever taking away the ability of minorities to compete on a level playing field for higher education, whether it is business discrimination against the LGBTQ plus community,
yeah,
cloaked in religious piety. What does it take to energize us? Because we ought to be energized across the board. And yesterday was like the icing on that cruddy, inedible little cake that the Supreme Court gave us.
Yeah. You know, Chris was just on vacation in D.C. last week, and we were talking about no matter how many times you go, you're still kind of, you know, awestruck,
yeah,
usually by the, you know, the size and scale of the monuments in in D.C. And I remember going, I went right after marriage equality passed, and I remember the first time I saw, you know, seeing the Supreme Court itself and thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's part of that. I just feel like, oh, my God, Donald Trump has broken this country, has broken our judiciary, has broken our institutions that, you know, as you said, the fact they even took this up, they've already botched it. And now the fact that you don't even have to be a lawyer to go, what? They're talking about official or private acts. How could it possibly be a private act to overturn the U.S. government, steal government documents, assassinate someone? I feel like I'm in crazy town, Glenn.
Donald Trump's lawyers argued that these are official acts for which the president can't be prosecuted. Things like announcing that your political opponent is corrupt and ordering him executed. Official act, according to Donald Trump's lawyer. Ordering the military to stage a coup because you don't feel like leaving office. Official act, according to Donald Trump's lawyer. Selling classified information to America's adversaries. Official act. To the extent anybody had any lingering hope that the Supreme Court could be an honest broker of the law, it has proved that it is not an honest broker of the law. So again, it falls back on us.
Yeah, Glenn. So what's going to happen here? There's obviously some, you know,
an inkling that they're going to send this back to lower courts to do some issues. But I mean, they're basically giving Donald Trump what he wants. They're giving him as much delay as possible. What do you think happens from here? I mean, I guess what they're trying to parse out is, oh, is there some limited presidential immunity, yada, yada, you know, but not for this. I know that I heard, I think it was Barr McQuaid this morning, saying there's another, you know, trick that Jack Smith could still have up his sleeve. And as I understand it, it means to narrow the indictment. Can you explain any of that?
Let me try. Okay. Even Trump's lawyers conceded that some of what's in the indictment couldn't possibly be official acts. So what Jack Smith could do is basically cut out everything that that perhaps is an official act and try him only on a narrow sliver of his crimes and his conduct. I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, I don't think we should adjust our law enforcement approach based on an out-of-control Supreme Court attempting to protect a criminal president. I think that's unwise. I think we just have to suffer whatever the Supreme Court opinion is, and then we have to find a way to hold Donald Trump accountable. I happen to agree with what I've heard lots of legal analysts say, that, you know, and predicting what the Supreme Court is going to do has proven to be a fool's errand, right? Because, again, they're not honest brokers of the law. Let me be foolish for a second, though. I think what they're going to do is say, okay, we're enamored of this idea of outer perimeter immunity for maybe some of what he did. So we're going to send it back to Judge Chutkan, not for trial, but for long, drawn-out evidentiary hearings on which act might be in the outer perimeter and which act is beyond the outer perimeter. Then we'll take the case back and decide what immunity should look like for a president. So what does that mean? It means Donald Trump doesn't get tried in D.C. anytime soon, certainly not before the election.
Aaron Rupar said, so according to Trump's lawyers, if Trump returns to power, he could sell all of our most sensitive military secrets to China, and he would be completely immune from prosecution so long as he kept it quiet until he left office. This is something SCOTUS is taking seriously. I mean, I think you don't even have to be a lawyer to listen to some of this yesterday. And, you know, what was it? The one thing, was it Kagan said, yeah, that sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? The lawyer's like, yeah, I know it sounds bad because it is bad.
Right.
And I love every time Trump's lawyer tries to say, well, you know, there's some accountability here because he can be impeached by the House of Representatives and convicted by the Senate. And actually, the response to that, Steph, is no, he can't. Because if you give him immunity, he will line up the representatives and the senators. Oh, who's going to vote to convict me or impeach me? Lock them all up so they can't even cast those votes. You know why? I have immunity. Come on, sport. Y'all know better than this.
And we just saw Republicans. We have actual real-world evidence. We saw Republicans let him get away with two impeachments that he should have been convicted in. So, no, of course they're never going to convict him. This entire party is corrupt.
And their argument was because he could be prosecuted, so he doesn't need to be impeached.
And here's the irony. Raj tweets, Justice Roberts defining bribery with Thomas in the room is just so on the effing nose. I mean, that you have Clarence Thomas sitting there who's taken God knows how many bribes for God knows what, allegedly. Okay, let's talk about New York for a minute. You tweeted, if New York judge holds Donald Trump in contempt, Trump will have violated a release condition in his other criminal cases, and he should be revoked on pretrial release and detained pending trial. I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, go ahead.
And I attached to that post the actual language from Donald Trump's arraignment hearing, his first court hearing in D.C., and the judge said, do you understand? I don't know why there's stuff going on.
I know. Oh, my God. Fireworks going off behind you because you're going to be in Philadelphia with us tomorrow night for the big Sexy Liberal Save the World tour. Wow.
I don't know what that was. I think if you do something, then everything goes off.
I feel like that's what your wife sees. I think your wife sees that all the time. That's all I'm saying.
A lot of duds there. The fuse just burns down and it fizzles.
No, it does not.
So, in court, the judge said, Mr. Trump, let me put you on notice of what the most important condition of your pretrial release is in this case. If you commit a state, federal, or local crime, you can be revoked and detained pending trial. Do you understand that? The minute Judge Mershon, Steph, says, I find you in criminal contempt, and he's about to say that represents a violation of his pretrial release in all of his criminal cases, not just in D.C. The question, of course, becomes, will the rule of law rise up and be applied to Donald Trump? Of that, I'm not optimistic.
Yeah. Well, that's what's depressing is having the Supreme Court basically, you know, it's pretty obvious they're trying to say, no, this one guy is, you know, can do whatever he wants. Was David Pecker's testimony? I just like saying David Pecker.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's only this week I can say it as many times as I can. Was this as bad as I thought? Didn't he blow up the whole, that was the whole case, isn't it? That he did. Of course, he didn't do this.
Really,
he never mentioned his family. We did this for the campaign. Bam, right?
Really bad. And Donald Pecker said so many things that are going to just hurt Donald Trump. And Donald Pecker, mind you, is
David
kind of the
Pecker.
Appetizer, right? Because it's not the...
You got your Peckers mixed up. It's David Pecker and Donald.
Yeah, what did I say? Donald Pecker?
Yeah.
Well, you can see why. If the shoe fits or if something else fits.
Yeah. Sure. So, I had mushrooms going through my head, but go ahead.
So David Pecker said, look, I knew I was violating campaign finance laws when I was doing this.
Thank you.
And that's why David Pecker has a non-prosecution agreement, because he could be prosecuted as one of Donald Trump's co-conspirators. Think about this. Michael Cohen was involved in this conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws. He was convicted and imprisoned. David Pecker was in this conspiracy with Donald Trump. He was given a non-prosecution agreement, which is a shame. He should have been prosecuted. But still, it's an acknowledgement that they were in this conspiracy together. The only one left is Donald Trump. So it's time to hold him accountable.
Well, okay. The other thing is, does this disturb you as much as me? Speaking of what you just said, Pecker says he told Cohen we committed a campaign violation. Pecker says he was worried about that, but Cohen wasn't, quoting Cohen to say Jeff Sessions is the attorney general and Donald Trump has him in his pocket. I mean, if we could be any more depressed about the rule of law right now, I mean, this one, among the shocking testimony in Trump's criminal trial today came when former Inquirer publisher David Pecker revealed that FBI Director James Comey was in the room when Trump thanked Pecker for orchestrating their catch and kill deals. I mean, oh, my God, Glenn, this implicates the entire Justice Department, not to mention why wasn't this hush money? Why didn't Merrick Garland pursue this? I get why Bill Barr didn't, because they're all corrupt hacks, you know, who did whatever Trump wanted. But talk to us about that level of it, about Sessions, Comey, whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend just how widespread the corruption was, or the fealty to Donald Trump was, or some combination of those two things. You know, Jeff Sessions, according to Cohen and Trump, yeah, he's in Trump's pocket. You know, if there's any good news about the Sessions tenure, it's he's the one who recused himself and appointed a special counsel.
Yeah.
But so what did Donald Trump do in response? He got an even more corrupt Attorney General, Bill Barr, who really would do Donald Trump's bidding entirely. So, yeah, but the...
About January 6th, so he tries to do Jeff Clark. And it's just...
Yeah,
this is what
put Jeff Clark in.
Yeah.
So it's deflating, it's demoralizing that the corruption that Donald Trump managed to spread throughout government agencies just kind of went unchecked and unaddressed, and it metastasized. And now that the Supreme Court seems to want to give it all cover or excuse it, it's again, why I don't want everybody to feel so hopeless and helpless and demoralized and frustrated and despondent and angry. Or if you feel those things, let it energize you to get out and kick the living you know what out of these people at the polls, because we are the ones who are left to address this.
And by the way, we keep saying crime. He doesn't stop criming. Our friend Dean Obadala tweeted, classic witness tampering. Trump praises witness David Pecker on Fox News amid testimony about catch and kill schemes. He's been very nice. David's been very nice. He's a nice guy. This 100% violates the gag order. Trump is trying to influence a witness, obviously. And also, clearly, Pecker must know a lot more than Donald Trump.
Oh,
yeah.
He knows where more Trump bodies are buried. That's why Donald Trump refuses to criticize David Pecker after he said things like, Trump was doing this for advantage in the campaign, not to hide this stuff from Melania or his family. That's devastating testimony. And what does Donald Trump say? David Pecker's my man. Good man there. You know that Pecker probably has lots of other stuff that he could reveal about Donald Trump. And that's why Donald Trump is afraid to criticize somebody who really is an incriminating witness against him.
You tweeted, it's once again up to us to vote because our democracy depends on it. And then you tweeted a picture of you and Robert De Niro. And you said you told him about us and about Sexy Liberal and what you're doing this weekend. And so I said, just bring him. He's your plus one for New York, Sexy Liberal. Just bring him on the panel. Will he do it? He'll do it. You tweeted, Robert De Niro is both an acting legend and a fierce democracy warrior, unafraid to step into the arena and fight for what's right, what's fair, what's just. He generously hosted our New York City Team Justice gathering in January. We got to spend time on set today watching him work his craft. Oh, my God. How cool is that, Glenn?
Wow. It was so cool. We've been on set with him a couple of times now, and then the magic that happens is unbelievable. I wish I could talk to you about what I saw, but they're like, don't tell anybody what's going on. But it's going to be, I think, a 6-part Netflix thing.
Wow.
And it's just, it's going to be killer. It's going to be killer.
Did you say you're good. You're good. Okay.
You're very good. You're very good.
Got a lot of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for you. Okay. Glenn, we could not be more excited.
Yes.
Sexy Liberal Philadelphia tomorrow night with you and Lindy Lee and JoJo from Jurors. And so excited. In the seat of, you know, what could remain our democracy if we do something about it.
Sure.
Hey, we got the Liberty Bell. I'm going to rub the Liberty Bell figuratively, and we're going to get it on in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You can rub my Liberty Bell anytime. Love you, Glenn.
See you
tomorrow night in Philly.
Thanks,
Philly. I wonder if when he calls Robert De Niro, if he does that breathing that Carlos.
If Robert De Niro does or if Glenn does?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Bob, Glenn. It's Bob. Okay. Carla could just do the breathing for his Robert De Niro impression.
And you know
happy.
Who it is.
I'd be
right.
happy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he does, you know, Trump is whatever, going under the water in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
The happy ending we all deserve.
Yeah.
Wow. Could be brought to us by Dick Waters, speaking of being underwater.
Rivers.
Rivers. What did I say?
Rivers. Waters.
Right. Dick Waters introduced David Pecker to Donald Trump.
Dick Rivers.
Dick
right.
Rivers.
What did I say?
You said Waters.
Waters. Whatever. Listen.
Jesse Waters, Dick Rivers.
This is Trump drowning at the end of Cape Fear. Okay. 51. Chris is back, and it's weirder.
Uh-huh.
51 minutes after
it's
the
not
hour.
Not me.
This portion of the show, for once, it isn't. This portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. Am I bringing that to Philly? You bet your boy howdy.
Yeah.
Those East Coast trips, ain't no party, ain't no disco, ain't no fooling around. I got to have energy. Bam. Long flight, right? East Coast time.
Yep.
Morning kick, strawberry
Damn.
Lemonade flavor. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer for me, I'm telling you. Not your average drink. It is a fantastic new formula. As I said, strawberry lemonade flavor. But right, you got everything in there. You got ashwagandha, probiotics. Huh? Prebiotics. There's not margarine in there. I know that sounds like the margarine commercial. There's not that. But there's also anti-aging supplement stuff for energy to enhance your overall well-being. Or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in that code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511, 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to...
Oh, hi, Free Speech TV Land. It's $5 Friday. No extra charge for watching me shove a giant salad in my gaping maw.
That's your $5 salad.
Yes. Listen, you can keep democracy in America by helping us stay on the air here at Free Speech TV in the and especially after the Supreme Court effery. Right. I have to say effery.
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, we're a family show. Oh. But seriously, the most important time ever, freespeech.org, or call them 877-378-8669. Please and thank you.
I come to your doghouse for coffee, cake, and a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Morning Zoomies and Groomies. They're getting groomed in just a few minutes, and they're going to be so fluffy we could die.
Yep.
And so happy and healthy. Thanks to Dr. Marty's. By the way, we got unsolicited dogimonials from Hefe, Sean Comiskey's formerly picky dog, who is no longer picky. Why? Dogs go crazy for the flavor of Dr. Marty's because, why? Turkey, a million reasons.
Yummy.
Turkey, beef, yeah. Duck, salmon, kale, sweet potato, spinach, I can blueberries. They throw everything, superfoods. Every superfood is in there. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, so it's dry to the touch. You get the convenience of kibble, but all the wholesomeness of real food and that raw, freeze-dried flavor that just makes them go crazy. 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Lucretia in Milwaukee, real quick. Hey, Lucretia.
Okay. Hi. Well, it's been a long-ass time since the sweaty church horror had to put the chiffon on a clothesline because I'm sweating mad about yesterday. Oh, my God. The thing is that with Mr. I Need a Ricola can be in the highest court of the land and say the president who stages a coup is official action, yeah. And to do so in that House, steal Team 6 with the hypothetical comment mm-hmm. that can assassinate a political opponent, is within the realm of immunity. Are you effing kidding me.
All right, we're gonna stop here before she's about to swear. I can feel her. She was right up the line. She was about to go over. Okay. Yeah. John Fugelsang, Frangela coming up, Stephanie Miller's show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, stop by on a TGIF edition. That's thank goodness it's Friday. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bomb's World stops by with a week in review. Wacky things humans do.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.